In the waning hours of 2014, let's wax over the surging role of social media. Joining me to spread the word is WHYY and Newsworks social media strategist Amy Quinn. Amy, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Dave.
So before we tap into your predictive powers for 2015, what were some of your most favorited moments over the past year?
Well, on the local front, I think that the Center City gay bash incident and the involvement of social media in general really were the social media story locally of the last year.
And as you mentioned it, refresh listeners' memories of that September night.
Certainly. The incident in September in which a gay couple were set upon by a group of young people, a fight ensued. Three of the people involved in the fight are now facing trial on assault charges. It really struck a chord in the internet community in Philadelphia once police put out a video asking for the public's help in identifying these suspects. Within hours, the Philadelphia internet community sort of sprang into action and within hours had retraced many of the people on the video's steps that evening leading up to this incident, identified some of them by name, and worked hand in hand with the police to bring about a resolution of some kind to the case.
Was this the first time that the police made this sort of call out to the community at large?
This is probably the most famous incident, but the Philadelphia police in general are very good with social media and have really taken the time over the last few years to hone their skills on social media to the point where their blog is as well read as any blog in the city and is a resource not only for journalists looking for information, but a crime fighting tool where they will regularly post videos, post photos, and say, we know someone out there knows something about this. You know, can you help us?
Social media was also key in evolving the mindset around Philadelphia luminary Bill Cosby.
For good and for bad, the allegations of sexual impropriety against Bill Cosby are not anything new. However, it exploded into the public consciousness and arguably ended his career this year thanks to Philadelphia blogger and internet personality and Philly Mag writer Dan McQuaid, who happened to be gifted a ticket to a show in October at the Trocadero to see the comedian Hannibal Buress, who went on a riff in which he called Bill Cosby a rapist.
I can talk down to you because I had a successful sitcom. Yeah, it was great women, Bill Cosby, so kind of brings it down a couple notches.
Dan McQuaid embedded the video in a blog post in October, and within days it had circulated around the world, went viral, and really was the tipping point for the renewed discussion of Bill Cosby and the allegations against him, but the start of the firestorm that his team is still fighting.
Going into 2015, has Facebook itself become so ubiquitous that it's kind of collapsing on itself?
Facebook is not as cool as it once was for the younger people, mostly because their moms and grandmoms and dads are on Facebook now. So, you know, it's sort of the way of the young person that whenever the adults find out about it, it's not the cool place for kids anymore.
It became less cool when grandma and grandpa got on it.
Always, always. Grandma ruins everything.
Hey, what can be cooler than a pictogram?
That's right. If 2014 was, as some people said, the year of the selfie, I would predict that this time next year we're going to be having a conversation about how we never want to see another emoji as long as we live. We're sick of them. Emojis, as you know, are the little pictographs on your phone.
Like the smiley face?
Yeah, they're sort of the higher evolution, jazzed up cousin of the colon and parentheses smiley face. It's little pictures of everything from praying hands or a high five to monsters and aliens and every other kind of picture you can imagine.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
That's WHYY and Newsworks social media strategist Amy Quinn on Newsworks Tonight.
Happy tweeting.